You're listening to the Next Round Podcast with James T. Kaiser, the gaming beast and critical failure.
Dicks.
Welcome to the Next Round Podcast, episode 3. What is our episode title this week?
I'm not even gonna say it. You have to say it because it's too funny.
I don't have it. Okay. This is brought to you by the random video game name generator, which generates the name for our episode each week. And this week, episode 3 is the Cantankerous Afro Blast. That's right. Episode 3 of the Next Round Podcast is the Cantankerous Afro Blast.
I don't even know what cantankerous means.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to Wikipedia that one.
That sounds like
kind of like a grumpy old man.
Okay.
Like surly.
Surly Sue.
Now what the hell are we talking about?
Barbarian, wait, I send you.
My friend was asking me about getting some battle quality swords, so I wanted to send him a link to this guy.
Did you find the video?
Yeah, I'm watching him chop shit up.
Okay, here's
He's
the
such
same
a
chick.
Handy guy.
This is the chick from the game Barbarians that's also known as Death Sword. This is from the back of the box or something.
Or Death
that's a
Sword.
newspaper ad, I mean.
So Kaiser, how do you get such good internet while you're riding around on your Razor scooter?
What was that?
Nothing.
That's going on Tumblr.
Shut up.
Just the sounds that accompany you.
Yeah, and this so chick was in a bunch of nudie magazines, basically.
Links.
I'm looking up, I'm trying to look up bad artwork on Divine Art.
What was this game?
Barbarians. It's a really good one-on-one fighter.
There's the link, Jerry.
It's one that I want to review, actually. I used to play it. It's on the C64, but also on the DOS and the ZX Spectrum, but the C64 version is the best. The Amiga version is pretty good too.
The DOS.
Let me click the one with the chick there, with just the chick.
Yeah, those the screenshots definitely look like old computer.
Super 80s, yeah.
Actual screenshots taken from the Spectrum.
It actually had the first fatality of any game, even before Mortal Kombat, and you could do it in game. When your character was weak enough.
Oh, sweet.
I meant links to the nude pictures. I want to see this lady's Tito's.
I forgot what her name is, but she was some British chick.
Nobody cares about her name. You missed the point.
Yeah.
I don't want to know your name. I just want it bang, bang, bang.
Today's episode is made special for Anita Soft Squeezian.
That lady gets me like full on mad. Every time I see her pop up on V, I just get flustered, dude.
Does Jerry have to choke a bitch?
I find that funny. Because you seem like the kind of person who would have the easiest time just blowing that shit off.
Russell's my jimmies, man. Like, everybody talking about this social justice, fucking political correctness in video games. Like, no one cares about your cisgender, queer, fucking... What's that got to do with jumping on turtles and shooting space marines?
I don't know, bro.
We don't have video games about those people because there's not a good way to make a video game about giving hand jobs on Craigslist to save up for your tit surgery. Sorry, there just isn't any gameplay that you can get out of that.
I don't know. I think you could work that into a patch for The Sims. What do we have links for now? Giant bomb.
He looks pretty stoked. That's a pretty angry barbarian.
Saved.
He's like, super!
Y'all suckers get ready. Cause here it comes.
I'm gonna kill you suckers today. Woo.
So, Jerry, next-gen consoles, thoughts? Have any?
I might get a PS4 when they're cheap. I'm betting that the Wii U is going to take a massive price cut when the PS4 comes out. So maybe I'd get something like that in the future when it has a price drop or two.
My favorite comment on the next generation of consoles is Nintendo would like to thank Microsoft for bringing them back into the game. Whoa. You good there?
Yeah, I'm just sharing some mic sounds. Thought that's what we're doing.
I guess we could.
No, I was just helping out with some ambiance and atmosphere.
Sounds like it's scratching your balls, man.
Nah, it's just rubbing my hand all over the mic.
Ambiance and atmosphere, you know.
Close enough.
Oh, shit. I heard a fart noise.
Check out this cool video.
Where the hell did I save that picture?
I want to buy gallons of this product and just coat everything.
Never wet.
Just like your wife.
No.
Yes. I hear
it's on his phone. And now the shoes. That is really great.
You have to watch a stupid ad.
Not having ad blocker, 2013. Come on, John. It's the only way to watch YouTube.
That's true, I guess.
It's unbearable now because they're all like 3 minutes long. When it was just the little pop-up on the bottom, I couldn't even begin to give a fuck about that.
What do you think about Blip? How Blip videos now? You have to wait 90 seconds if you have.
Oh, my browser has multiple tabs. I'm usually looking at more than one thing, so once my video starts playing, I click back over.
Word.
Like, do they really think that's going to help them get more hits, you know? That's just going to turn people away. People are going to say, fuck it.
Yeah, really?
There's only been one Blip video where that's happened to me, and I was like, oh, man, I do want to see this video. Because it's like some of my public access people shit, and I wanted to see what this show was. So I waited for it. But anything else, I would have just, like, completely fucking ignored it.
Word. Yeah, I watch, well, you know, Red Letter Media, all their stuff's on Blip. I'm always watching Half in the Bag and stuff, so that kind of sucks.
Fucking gay.
Really? I thought you were all about Red Letter Media.
No, it being on Blip.
Oh, yeah. You know,
it sounds like someone's microphone is on a skateboard and, like, flying down the hallway.
That's actually on a wheelie being moving around at the moment. You're hearing the
you should turn on push to talk, Kaiser.
Yeah.
I don't know how to work it. I don't know. So fuck you.
I don't know how to
configure settings, push to talk.
I'm not willing to spend a minute and a half trying.
Exactly.
You can even tell it what button you want to push. I made it Q. I accidentally hit Control Q, and that's why I dropped out of the call a minute ago. Oops. My hands are all weak, dude. I was out on my bike today, and I went, like, way too many miles, and I gassed out, and I bitched out and had someone come pick me up. I can barely, like, type and shit, because I'm, like, just done, out of energy.
That sucks. But, no,
I was fucking starving until the car got there, and then I got some fucking food, but I'm still, like, when I try to type, my left hand's all tired and doesn't want to, like, do shit.
Are you running again?
Nope, I've just been biking. I'm going to try to lose some weight and then start running when I'm, like, less
Run to the hills, buddy. Run to the hills.
Word.
So I'm fucking shitty and 30 now and don't want to blow my fucking knees and ankles out like a shitty old person.
Biking is pretty good, actually. Have you thought else about swimming?
Yeah, but you got to do like 10 times more biking. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like swimming I think is pretty cool too, because then...
Yeah, that's one of the better ones, but that costs money.
Here's the thing about biking, though.
I already have a bike, so...
I found... about biking, like, I can get out my bike and say, like, alright, I'm gonna bike down to the used bookstore or the thrift store and see if they got anything fun there. And it'd be like an hour on my bike. And that, to me, is a lot easier than I'm gonna jog around the block for 20 minutes. I don't know why.
You're getting shit done and, you know, saving on gas money. You're like, you're doing three things with that.
Yeah.
I go down to the bike trail and ride. I rode down to Xenia, which is where
Gummo
place, and God, I don't know, I was dying early on, man, like early in the journey, like 4 miles in, I was like, man, my legs are already starting to get tired, I don't know what's wrong, and I only went 25 miles today, which my last big rides were all 20 miles, so.
What kind of bike you got?
A road bike.
So you have a bike that can handle that kind of shit?
Well, any bike can handle that kind of shit. What are you talking about?
I mean, you're not riding some shitty used stolen bike that has, like, a torn-up seat or anything?
No, I bought this. This is a road bike. It's decent.
You actually bought something for once? I'm shocked.
I can't download a bike, Kaiser.
I love how Kaiser's muting himself and unmuting himself instead of using push to talk.
Download that picture, Sean. I'd post it here, but for some reason, it's too big. I'll send it to you guys.
Clicked on the link to your bike, and it took me back to Never Wet.
Never Wet.
I didn't send the link for a bike yet.
Okay, well, that would explain it.
I'm trying to see if I can find something close to it, but these are all, like, old as fuck.
You know, I've seen a similar product to this that did that with fire.
I found a picture that's exactly my bike.
This is your bike.
Lemonparty.org. Okay, let's check it out.
Let's check out what the
Kaiser's.
Now, my bike's got some custom shit on it. Like, I've got a steel wheel because I'm too fat for my bike, and I've already destroyed my aluminum wheel, so I upgraded wheels. And then I've got some big, fat BMX pedals that are, like, way bigger for my giant fucking feet.
Sweet.
They make a world of difference, man.
And you like to ride with no bicycle seat? Fat.
Do what?
You like to ride with no bicycle seat?
Yes.
I love Kaiser's image that he sends me is like some image with his face really shittily photoshopped on there. It's not even photoshopped, it's like MS painted on it.
Some of the best image editing comes out of MS Paint.
Oh yeah, definitely.
No, I'm sending it to you guys, you'd better accept it.
My meeting photo was pretty good.
Yes.
I still have that.
I'm getting this upgrade on my bike next.
I want to send that Meat King photo into one of those things that turns it into like a t-shirt or something. That's
dangerously meaty.
That's pretty funny.
I like that picture when it was only just a hot dog.
Video games.
Video games.
Yeah.
This next picture is kind of a dildo joust.
This is amazing radio, by the way.
If there wouldn't be a title for this.
I like the beer hanging off one.
I love how the guy's just looking, and there's one of the arms.
Look at her face. She's so happy.
All the dildos.
She probably has that seat upgrade.
What? You can't see one of the dildos.
I see the beer can hanging from one, and there's like what looks like a steering wheel attached to her bike.
What about this doesn't make sense to you?
Makes my brain hurt.
Now, how do I turn off the voice that reads text in the chat room?
Oh, you got to go to configure and then text to speech.
Thank you.
Yeah, that shit gets old pretty fast. So every time Kaiser was muting himself and unmuting himself, it was like Kaiser Barrage is now mutted or whatever it says. Unmutted.
It was only reading links for me.
Ah, gotcha.
But that's really annoying.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Kaiser said www.s.
Yeah, that's especially bad over at the pub because there's a couple guys who just talk in text. So I turned that shit off pretty quickly.
The problem is, like, a lot of times I don't even pay attention to the text because I'm doing something else.
Do you know, I was over there, I think it was, like, last week or something, and I can't remember what we were talking about. Something about, like, early Metal Gear games. And I asked the question, have you guys played Snatcher? And everyone was like, no, what is that? So, like, I posted a couple videos of, like, Snatcher footage, and there was a resounding, this game looks awful.
Well, what a bunch of casual movie, faggots.
Yeah, I kind of had the same reaction.
I'm playing through that with my mom.
Snatcher, really?
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Pretty good. She's been in charge of the controller, and we put like an hour and a half into it, got through like after Jean-Jacques gets decapitated and shit.
Yeah, I kind of...
Seriously, Kaiser, come on. What's going on, buddy?
All right, Kaiser, we're going to do this together. You ready? You ready?
What?
I'm going to tell you what to do, and you're going to do it, okay? We're going to get you on push to talk. Come on, buddy.
No.
Come on, buddy. We can do it together. Why? Hold my hand. Let's go. No. We can do it like a big boy. Come on. No. You can pick a treat from the basket if you go potty all by yourself.
No.
CFS. Oh, wait. I just discovered local mute, so I'm okay now.
All right. We're going to go to configure and then settings. No. It's the first one. Come on, guys.
Really,
you're a big boy.
Fix all the problems.
You're a big boy now. Come on.
No.
There you go.
CF already knows how to talk to it.
All right, audio input on the left. It's the very top one. Okay. There's a button that says
choose button.
There's a thing that says transmission. There's only one option in the big box. It says transmit. Change it from continuous to push to talk.
Oh, yeah, but there's no how do I choose button.
I know. Stay with me. It's okay.
We're almost there, sweetheart.
Once you've done that, go ahead. Don't click apply yet, okay, so that you can talk to me, because I don't want you to get scared. Once you've done that, go back to the left-hand side and click shortcuts.
Okay.
All right? You with me, yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Now press add. Add new shortcut.
Okay.
It's on the lower half of the screen.
Does this qualify as cyberbullying?
When you pull down push to where it says function on
when
a sign.
When you pull down your pants, then you just have to press.
Make sure you spit on it first.
It makes insertion a lot easier, trust me.
I love how this started.
You don't want to chafe down there.
Really? And then you say push to talk, right? And then over where it says shortcut, double-click
there
that.
It is.
And the nice thing about that is you can make as many as you want. I have like three different buttons to do it on my keyboard.
To do it on your keyboard?
Yeah. And there you go. Push to talk.
Hello.
There you go. All right. Give my big hand. You get to pick a treat from the treat basket.
I want your mother.
Oh my god, the call quality has gone like through the roof.
It's amazing. I'm not listening to the constant like
you know, this is why I quit doing live podcasts. Kaiser's the only person ever down to do it, and it just drove me insane hearing that.
You're rape.
Shut up. You suck.
I love how you're like robotic.
You'll get used to holding down the cue when you need to speak, man. I got used to it pretty easy.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yo.
Yo.
My only problem with push to talk is that I got in the habit of pushing the button every time I want to say something, which would include if I was talking to someone else in the room.
That's pretty weird, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why that happens.
Hey,
that
Jerry.
Seems like just a you problem.
Could Jerry. Be. But you know what? Jerry. I'm okay with that.
What's up, Jerry. Kaiser? What's
up? I bought a Robbie the Robot toy the other day.
Robbie the Robot? Does he give a tug jobs?
not just any Robbie the Robot. It's
I think I
forbidden,
just wrote my
forbidden
first
Forbidden
comedy
Planet
sketch.
Version. It's the Forbidden Robot. I'm Forbidden Planet version.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I was watching Twilight Zone with my wife just tonight, actually, and there was one episode where, like, this guy was like, it's like super smart computers are in a lot of the episodes. But anyway, there was this one about super smart computers, and this guy was replacing people in his company with computers, and eventually they replaced him with a robot, and the robot they used was Robbie the Robot. And when they showed the model, I was like, fucking Kaiser!
I've got a really cool toy of the robot from Lost in Space. It talks and has a motion sensor.
That's awesome.
So, like, if
that's
you walk in front of it, it'll be like, danger, danger!
Yeah, that's
danger,
that's
danger,
that's Robbie
Robinson.
The robot.
Danger, danger.
You know, the funny thing
it
is...
It says, danger, danger, intruder is present, or some shit like that.
I actually never seen the series. I knew about it, but the first time I ever seen it was the movie.
Danger Will Robinson wasn't Lost in Space. It wasn't Forbidden Planet. That was Lost in Space.
Okay, all right.
Was that Robbie the Robot on that show?
No, Robbie the Robot was... No, Robbie the Robot wasn't...
No, it's just Robot.
Kaiser, shut up. I've seen Forbidden Planet. Hell, I have that on VHS. I watched as a little kid. But Lost in Space, I haven't seen that because that wasn't shown in...
Look at the link I just sent you. See that robot getting his perv on? I have one of those. It's about a foot or so tall. Has a motion sensor.
I don't see the link. Did you just send it to me?
Hold on.
You gotta
make
sure
the Kaiser.
Yeah, you gotta make sure podcast recording booth is highlighted.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, yeah, that's Robbie, yeah.
That's just the robot from Lost in Space. His name's Robot.
Oh,
Robbie's got legs.
Yeah, right.
Robbie's black and has, like, way different.
Yeah, you're right, sorry. You're right.
This lady's been banging her husband on the internet for like 15 years, and they make over $100,000 a month. They make so much fucking money that guy bought a life-size replica of the Lost in Space robot. I'm so fucking jealous of that guy. And look on the right. Is that a Bard-style arcade cabinet? Because that looks like a coin
fucking door. Okay, the Forbidden Planet one.
Have you seen this guitar, which I think is like the Beatles or something?
Celestial.
That looks like something expensive too.
You know, that picture would make more
look
sense
nice
if it had like a Dalek
is.
In the background going, inseminate, inseminate, inseminate.
Well, in America, mostly teenage girls like Doctor Who. Anymore, at least.
I know, that's become really annoying.
I went out to eat with my mom somewhere.
Well, girls have become fans of Doctor Who.
I went out with my mom somewhere to eat, and there was a girl with a Dalek shirt on.
I was sitting in front of the Netflix thing where you pick the main screen where you pick the movie, and I was sitting with my son, and I came across Doctor Who. I was like, "You want to watch Doctor Who?" He goes, "No, no way, Daddy, no." And then we were both quiet for a minute. I was like, "Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking."
No, I like Doctor Who. It's pretty good.
I have never seen it.
I think I started with the new show. I mean,
you should consider toning down your faggotry like 3 or 4 notches.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't help it. I had to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse again.
Gay.
I watched. When I was a little kid, I remember watching Doctor Who, but, like, barely. Like, only thing I remember was being scared from the Daleks because I was, like, what, 2, 3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I never really watched it. I knew it existed, and then I started watching when they rebooted in 2005. and
House of 2005 reboot, because that's what's on Netflix.
Really good. Well, there's some classic Who on Netflix too.
It's still it continues the old Doctor Who. It's not a reboot in the sense where it's like starting a new timeline. It's the same timeline after the movie sometime, but it's like you know, they just started with a new season, but it's like they started it from season one. Once they got that one guy. What's his name? The dorky looking one who's about to
stop. The best Doctor Who, man. Fuck you.
I do like him. He's pretty good.
Doctor Who is on my, like, I've never been interested in it, but I always have this feeling like it's on my nerd cred assignment sheet. You know what I mean? It's like Dungeons and Dragons. It comes up.
It's pretty fucking good. I pirate the episodes as they come out because I need to stay on top of that shit.
Really?
Yep. There's also this website that posts it as like a flash video, so it's really easy to just download.
Can't you just? It's not on like YouTube or anything.
No.
Let me ask you a question about it.
It's on Netflix, except the newest season.
Is it like Deep Space Nine, where
it's nothing like it at all?
Where everything has to like chains together, or does it matter if you jump in like in the middle somewhere?
You can jump in. It's best to jump in at like a good entry point where like a new partner or whatever, but it doesn't really matter too much. Just watch the first episode on Netflix of the new Who.
I posted a link to the toy I got. I would say do that because it's like that you can decide right away if you're gonna like it or not.
That's the toy I got.
I'm mad jealous of this toy, by the way. You should check it out, Jerry.
Already looking at it is pretty cool.
I didn't pay that much for it. No, I didn't pay anywhere near that much.
I'm still looking at this lady's tits and the other robot. That's where my picture is infinitely better.
Do you know what I always thought was really crazy is that Forbidden Planet had a really young Leslie Nielsen there in a non...
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, they were talking about this.
Did not know that.
Yeah, he had black hair.
It's him.
He was a dramatic actor to start with.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like super young, but you can't recognize him. Like, it's a really... I think it's always a really cool movie because actually... Many people say that it was actually also one of the inspirations for Star Trek. It was with their idea, with their Federation. They had already the kind of idea of the Federation. That. Yeah. And it was a cool show. I mean, they kind of based the look of the science fiction movies for many years to come.
Somebody was talking about that recently, about how like Leslie Nielsen started out like as a dramatic actor and was really good at it, and then just something happened somewhere along the line where he was just like made a decision to be insane.
Might have just been typecast.
I think he just was really successful in Airplane. I think that was the first time he was like in a comedic role.
Well, I mean, he's got a fart joke on his tombstone.
Oh.
I think that supersedes typecasting at least a little bit. Unless it started out as typecasting and then he just got into it.
Man, when did he die?
Leslie Nielsen? I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. Yeah, his tombstone. There was an interview where they asked him, "What would you like on your tombstone?" And he said, "Let it rip," and he farted. And that's actually what's on his tombstone.
It's pretty badass. Yeah. I'd hang out with him. It's time to let her rip. None of you faggots play Metal Gear, though.
Which Metal Gear is that from?
Rising, the newest one.
Oh, man.
It's really good. Wait till it's cheap and get it.
Is it?
It's a really good action game. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
You know what? I can't say one way or the other about Metal Gear, the Metal Gears.
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty enjoyable. It's not a stealth game. It's robot ninja slice action. It's pretty good.
Really?
I've seen actually a review on it. I think it was Shinta actually.
Did you ever play the card game, the Metal Gear card battler game that came out on PSP?
I've played every Metal Gear game. Yes. And yes, I have.
How was that?
Not bad. It's just like a strategy RPG, but with Metal Gear.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for that kind of shit.
Which the way I think of the original Metal Gear. Metal Gear Solid is kind of just an action-based puzzle game. Once you start thinking about it like that, the game gets a lot more interesting and better and easier, and it's like why I love it so much.
I never thought of it like that. How do you like put that together?
Well, Metal Gear Solid's an overhead view game. You have guards that are patrolling, and you have to get past them, and you can manipulate shit around them to make them go out of their way, or you can fight them. It's just looking at every situation and figuring the best way to proceed.
Very cool.
What I recommend to most people is play Metal Gear Solid VR missions first, and after you 100% that, you'll be a fucking master of stealth when it comes to the first Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, man. I must say I strongly disagree with that appraisal.
It teaches you how to use every weapon and technique in very effective ways.
Yeah, but the problem with that is the very first time you play Metal Gear Solid, the first one, a lot of the fun is in what you don't know. You know what I mean?
Like in what way?
Well,
not knowing how to play the game and like getting killed a million times early on is what makes like millions of people not like Metal Gear. So they go in, they try to shoot a guy, and then they give up.
Well, I am not as well versed in the Metal Gear series as you are, but I can tell you very much. In the first one, I never had that problem.
Well, neither did I. I fucking loved it, and it clicked with me right away. A lot of people that are used to fucking action games don't understand stealth and being stealthy. If you play the VR missions, if you even the VR missions on the game, that'll give you a good idea of how to play the game. But if you 100% the standalone VR missions disc, you'll be a fucking master of every single technique.
I thought kind of the fun was having to come up with the answer, like, on the spot in the game. I mean, for me, that was the fun. I can't really say for you, but
I like to do well, you know? Anyone can bull their way through it, but doing it well and with style is a whole different matter. Being able to use your inventory effectively helps. And playing the VR missions will teach you how to master every weapon. So it gives you, like, a bunch of challenges for each weapon, so you can do a lot of creative shit that you wouldn't think of normally.
That is a game that gets pretty difficult later on. The VR missions, I mean.
There's only one I had to look up, and it was that murder mystery one. I couldn't figure that out.
I never got past the one with the ice cream.
I don't remember, man. It's been a long time. I remember Attack of Genola and the murder mystery shit.
The mystery was, I remember. There was, it's like the killer just ate ice cream. And my thought was like, well, maybe it affected their breath because they're out in the cold, and like that you could see their breath because it's the cold. But
technology,
right? But there's no change. They all breathe in the same pattern. So I was like, well, that wasn't it. So, and I remember, well, fuck, 1 out of 3. I'll just keep trying until I get them, and I never did.
The only time I remember, actually, I didn't even play, but I've seen it. My brother, he would sometimes rent out a PlayStation, and he actually got one of the Metal Gear Solid games. I think the second one, or the first one, I'm not quite sure.
The only two games on the PS1 that are Metal Gear is Metal Gear Solid and Metal Gear Solid VR Missions.
Then it was Metal Gear Solid, just now.
Hey, Alex, man. Back up off that microphone. It's like hearing your laborious breathing.
Let's try this. Is that any better?
This call needs to cater to my ears' needs. All right, guys?
I'm.
Are you saying you want me to jizz in your ear canal? Because I can make that happen. Oh, shit. You called my bluff. Fuck.
Hold on. Let me get you my address. Handsome.
All right. I'm walking out to the van.
See you in about 10 hours, buddy.
Is that all it is?
Probably like 9.
Word.
I drove to DC once, and that was like, I think, 9.5 hours. And that's in your neck of the woods.
Right, I think we had this conversation before.
I mean, here, let me give you directions. Get on 70 West. Stop when you're in my town.
I know exactly where 70 West is.
Yeah, stay on that. There's two exits in Huber Heights. Oops. Now everybody knows.
There you go. Next time you're on, when you get on 70 East, get off 70 to 270. That drops you right down to the Beltway. And then MagFest is just off the Beltway.
Dope.
Are you coming next January?
Maybe if my... I mean, I gotta, like, do shit to my car. I can't go anywhere right now. I was supposed to go to this thing in Cleveland, and some asshole's supposed to drive, and then he backed out the day before. If I had, like, shocks and or struts on my car, you know, like, my suspension is completely obliterated.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Every bump feels like the trunk's gonna fly off.
God, yeah, that's a rough way to drive 10 hours.
I don't think the car would make it. I don't think the car would make it as bad as the suspension is right now.
It's really far away, but they just put the tickets on sale, so I kind of feel like now is the time to start rallying the troops, because everybody's got something they got to take care of, whether it's getting a plane ticket or getting the car fixed.
I'm not going to MagFest this year, probably, man. Or the next one or whatever.
That sucks, man. I was really excited, because I want to definitely go next year.
I don't know. If everybody shows up, man, I could probably pull some strings. Maybe get my faggot nephew to drive me.
Isn't there a Greyhound? Take your Greyhound.
That's a good joke, I guess.
I'm not giving hand jobs cross-country. Fuck that.
I rode a Greyhound to New York. It was pretty sweet. It had Wi-Fi. I was able to mess around on my tablet, you know, for a few hours.
Good God, no. Mass transit? I can't do that. I need to have my vehicle. Well,
I was thinking to go with the train, but I don't know if that's still possible in America.
I don't think there's a passenger train in Ohio.
In Europe, it's cool, but...
Yeah, I took one to Florida, but it was not cheaper than riding a plane. I
could probably go to, like, Philadelphia and then train the rest of the way or something. But at that point, I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
I mean... renting a car is expensive, though, and it's also like
when you rent a car, you can't really take it out of state either.
Well, you can, but you have to specifically rent it for that.
Oh, really?
My parents rented a car and drove to Florida. So,
really,
is that possible?
Apparently, they fucking did it.
Yeah, true.
Just rent a U-Haul truck.
Word. Well, then you can put your victims in the back.
That would be a good, great party truck, I guess.
Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all. Poor Iman.
Hey, Sean, look at this.
Okay. Show this to me. What you got?
Do one. Not willing to pay $25 for.
It is pretty sweet. But, yeah, $25, that's overpriced. I love the idea. There's a couple of variations of Giant. I've seen Giant dice that were made out of what is it?
Yeah, I sent him a link to a Giant 20-sided die that's bigger than this dude's fist. Just to make sure I said
it. I clicked it, but I'm waiting. I've
seen one that was made out of like not styrofoam, but like just foam. You know? Mm-hmm.
Well, this says vinyl, so I guess that doesn't mean anything. Because it could still be foam on the inside and be really light.
Yeah.
If I do go to MagFest, the next one with you guys, I'm going to bring my copy of Morton's List and we'll get into some fucking mayhem.
That sounds like a cool idea.
It'd be dope to play that game with people that are willing to play that game.
That's something that I wanted to do when I ever meet you, because you always talked about that game.
Aren't they all gone now?
Yep, they burned them all in Guatemala. If you go to Amazon, there's like, last time I looked was a couple days ago, like 115 bucks, and there's only 3 left on Amazon. I should have bought a bunch up before and then started selling them for like 75.
Morton's List, the game?
Morton's List, The End of Boredom, $113.13.
There's a free version online. If you go to mortonslist.com, it's got 90% of the game. It doesn't have the cool shit like become a ninja, go to the moon, or like leave. There's a mission like leave Earth. The object is to get off of Earth. And
so you just jump up into the air.
You're still on Earth, man. You're in the atmosphere.
I know.
You gotta achieve orbit at least. Become Immortals, one of the quests. it's like really hard to get to it. So there's like three tables that aren't in the free online version, but you can play it in your browser. Like if you have real life friends, anyone listening, or you guys, just go to Morton's List. I think it's .net.
Well, isn't the game over now? Didn't you have to do it by the deadline before the books are burned?
What?
Well, they burned all the books in Guatemala, right?
All unsold issues. They didn't come to my house and take mine.
Gotcha. Okay.
You can play the game for free on the website. It's on the website. All of it except for three lists.
Right, but I thought like the point of the game was to complete the tasks, as many tasks as you could by like a deadline.
No, there's no deadline. It's just a game. You can play it whenever you want. And let me see.
Well, I remember, I think we were talking about dice, and then you mentioned that the reason you have a 30-sided dice is from Morton's List.
All right. Morton's List provides me with cosmic law, tactical pastimes, compete against an opponent in strategic games, play Go, Chinese, or backgammon Indian, both over 2,000 years old, chess, first called Chaturang.
Hold up. Go to the link I just sent.
Yeah, I'm at that website.
Okay, well, also, Sean, go to it. This has the full list.
I've been on the link. I think it's the same.
Consider playing team chess where players split into two teams and make group decisions about which
one to pick. Link, man.
I got 17.
Okay, so you go to 17 and it takes you to that list.
Okay, now it's Vision Quest.
You have to roll again.
Okay, 28.
And then that's your quest.
Okay, I did it wrong. Let me do it again.
You have to click on the number that you roll to get to the next thing.
Okay, 27.
So you click 27,
13.
And then if you have to roll again. Oh, right, 13's right. Bad, dude. I just rolled a 13, too. I was going to read the random quest I just rolled. But we're not really playing the game, so we broke the rules. And both of us getting a 13? That's pretty fucking spooky, man.
Yeah, Crow of Conformity. Rolling a 13 is never a good thing. It's bad luck, pure and simple. The deviation is negated. Return to Morton's List and roll again, ignoring any further deviations.
Do you guys... Why don't we do this? Do you guys want to play this on some level and then reconvene on the next episode?
Well, what do you mean? I mean, we could, like, roll a quest right now, but we'd have to go through the ritual, man, and determine who's the table leader, and you have to understand the rules, which are easy, and I can explain.
Do we have to all cut our wrists and then put the blood in like, a sacrificial, like, bowl?
I love how you were like, whoa, man, we gotta do this thing that's kind of easy, and we can do it right now.
If you want to, Sean, we can do that. You can, each group can make up their own rituals for the gathering of juju, which is what I call it. My dice sack has a bunch of, like, beer bottle caps and shit from various times I got drunk that were spectacular to give the dice positive juju.
Actually, the beer bottle caps, you know what the funny thing is? When I would play a D&D or something, I would use beer bottle caps as, characters, you know?
Do you guys have access to six-sided dies?
Yes.
Like, can you get a six-sided die?
Oh, Christ,
Sean,
come on,
can you
man.
Grab a... Or, like, a virtual six-sided die. I mean, like, with arm's reach. I'm going to have to get up to get mine.
Do you want a real one or a virtual one?
Just give me a link. I'll use a virtual
one. We could go...
This is the old dice room, right?
If nothing else, you could go to the old dice room, or if you really want to push it, the RPG room.
No, fuck that. We just need two six-sided dice. I'm only going to use two because there's three of us, so we don't need, like, a shitload.
Well, let's use the old dice room.
Give me a link to it.
I'll use a physical dice. Oh, we can just go to the dice room, yeah.
Other stuff, D&D stuff, dice roller.
Oh, Kaiser's bank.
All right.
Gambling.
By the way, CF, are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. 43 minutes in.
This is a good show idea.
All right.
Okay. Me and Kaiser played a virtual round of Morton's List one time.
All right. Tiger Claw is the name of the room.
Tiger Claw, right.
All
right.
I saved that picture, by the way.
1d6, right?
The one with the robot and the lady's tits. What picture did you save, Kaiser? I have that picture because I love it.
I think it's funny.
It's all of my dreams. A big titty blonde
very
lady and a robot.
Picture, that one.
The first thing I rolled in Morton's List when I was just checking to see what it would be like was something that like I really enjoyed doing. Which
the
makes
juju
me intrigued.
Is real, man. Every time I play this game, the juju's 100% real, and it kind of spooks me out, and I'm so not one of those people. The fact that me and Sean were both just clicking around and we both rolled 13, that's bad luck, man. That's bad for the game. I have the expanded rule set.
I got a second 13.
So this... the expanded rule book. Yeah, I bought that before they burned them all because I wanted to get one, and I'm glad I did. All right, let me explain to you guys how the game works real quick. I'm going to give you the quick and sloppy rules.
Get the expanded rules set, man.
You roll dice.
Fuck
you
that.
Have
I haven't even
the
cracked
fuck
that
tells
book
you.
Open.
That's
no.
It.
No, it's not, Kaiser. We have to determine who the table master is, and we have to understand the fucking rules. Because the moral clause, because you were worried about the moral clause, there's a little more to it than you. Alright, so what we're going to do is we're going to each roll, since now Kaiser's here, are you going to play Kaiser? Are you down to try to do a quest if we roll a quest? Or do you just want to sit out?
I want to see how you guys do it first. I want to be even with the other two, like when we all do
okay,
number two,
so we're just,
we all do
we're
number two at
use...
the same time.
You can't just jump into the game, man. Like, are you going to be part of the inner circle or you're not? Are you going to be part of the inner circle?
I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm saying it's like a fucking goal.
Okay, so no. Thank you. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to roll a series of dice. Since it's just the three of us, we're going to roll two six-sided dice. And it's an elimination round, all right? So whoever rolls the smallest number... is eliminated, and then there's the next round where since there will be two people, they roll, and that's how you determine the leader. The leader is in charge of making all final decisions. How we go about completing the quest is their responsibility. They have the final say. Now, if we roll a quest that I'm morally opposed to, like there's a mission where you have to see real live naked people. Kaiser is a bit of a tightwad and hates naked women. So he might not want to be a part of that. So he has the option to back out if he wants. No harm, no foul, no penalty. It's just, it's not a thing he's into. And that's okay.
Okay, so you don't have to, like, punch a cop in the face if you don't want to.
Exactly. Now, there's no quest specifically says that, but there is a quest that's, fuck. Like, vigilante justice is the main brunt of it. Now, you could start a neighborhood watch... Or you could get some baseball bats and try to look for someone breaking the law and just beat the shit out of them.
Or you
it's
could
up
be
to the group playing.
Or you could be like a real-life superhero and run around in a really shitty costume and just have
you would have to solve something, though.
Oh, okay.
You could do that. You could put on a costume and then get a baseball bat and beat the shit out of someone that's breaking the law. You can do whatever you want. It's
okay.
Within the parameters of the quest. So, but you have a moral.
I'm going to run around
in
a costume.
Clause.
I might as well just be completely nude without a nude with a mask on. There we go.
Everybody gets a say. We all get to chime in. We all get to chime in, but the final say goes to the table master. So that's basically the game. After that, it's just roll for a quest, and then we do the quest.
Shall we proceed with the selection of the table master then?
Yes. So
okay.
Roll 2d6.
Okay.
Five.
It's gonna be Jerry. It always ends up
being
Jerry.
I'm out.
Okay.
Alex is out. So now it's me and Sean.
Okay.
We proceed to the next round.
To the next round. Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper,
so
scissors.
So it's. I guess it's Jerry then.
Sean has
always
rolled a 7
end up.
And Jerry has rolled a 10.
I always end up being the table master.
I told you, it's always ends up being Jerry.
I believe in the juju of the game. The more you believe in the game and put into it, the more fun it is. So that's why I'm acting all serious about both of us rolling 13. Was it a coincidence? Absolutely. Random number generators are shit. But in the game, rolling a 13 is bad. We weren't really playing. So it is a little spooky if you want to play the game like that.
Should we actually use real dice to avoid using the seeded random number generators?
This is kind of
hold on, I'll go grab my dice sack. Enjoys juju.
Yeah, I want to hit the bathroom anyway.
He's grabbing his
enjoy
sack,
Dorabka
so.
and Kaiser mumbling at each other for the next minute and a half.
Mumble, mumble, mumble.
Mumble, mumble, mumble.
Mumble, mumble, mumble.
So, why aren't you joining, Kaiser? Explain that.
I just don't feel like it. I've played this game before, and I just don't feel like playing it today. Next time, maybe, but not today. I just don't feel like it.
Okay. Check this old thing I made on Go Animate, and I've never shown it to anyone really, and it's never really been watched.
Oh, another reason, because animes.
Because animes. Ah, you're watching animes right now?
No, because you dorks distract me every time.
Check this out. This is the best animes you'll get.
All right, now this is part of my tradition. Both of you go to the Morton's List page. Don't really need to since I'm on the wrong quest. But go to the Morton's List, put your finger on the 30-sided die that's on screen.
Okay.
All right, this is, we're going to infuse the die sack with its fucking juju.
So all right, what did I miss? Hold on, I'm back.
We're infusing juju right now.
We're infusing juju into the dice. So go to the Morton's List thing, and where it's got the virtual 30-sided die, put your finger on it and repeat after me. Let me know when you're ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
All set.
All right. Mecha Lekka Hi, Mecha Heidi Ho.
Mecha Lekka Hi, Mecha Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho.
All right. The Morton sack die, or die sack, has been infused with positive juju. I'm going to roll.
Hail Cthulhu. Sorry.
Don't fuck with the fucking chance, man.
I'm just adding some juju of my own.
I'm not the only one that knows where Mecha Lekka Hi is, right?
What is this, a cum circle or something?
I think you might be. I recognize it, but I don't know where the hell from.
Pee Wee Herman, Jambi, Mecha Lekka Hi, Mecha Heidi Ho.
That is awesome. High five. Can I move my finger down?
That's my, yeah, we're done infusing juju. I already rolled.
Now I have a fucking fingerprint on my monitor.
Get a fucking paper towel and wipe it off, Scrub.
I kind of enjoy it how Jerry's like a hard-ass DM. Dungeon Master.
I'm enjoying that he's taking something seriously.
Like, I could see you.
You have to play the game seriously for it to be fun. We have to put forth at least 1 hour's worth of effort to beating this game, or, like, beating this quest. We have to put forth real effort.
Okay. I am 100% on board with this.
I mean, are you prepared to leave your house and do shit? Because you're probably going to have to.
Yes.
If it's impossible for us to do it, we can roll for a better quest. But we have to actually try. Because most people pussy out. They're like, oh, I don't want to do that. And then it's no fun.
All right. So no, nobody wants to leave their comfort zone. But right.
We just rolled on the table lore galore, unexpected entities. Find evidence of mysterious beings. Search for proof of mythological creatures like the Loch Ness Monster, elves, and aliens. Research the folklore and history of, and rumors about, the target creature before beginning the search. Bring practical equipment like flashlights, snares, good boots, bait, track, identification manuals, video, and 35mm cameras. Plaster in jars and bags to collect evidence. Conduct hands-on research and visit people near strange phenomenon.
There's got to be something like that in Washington, D.C. That's just a stone's throw away.
I'm kind of curious
Here's my suggestion. If you guys have suggestions, I'd like to hear them too, but here's my idea. We're going to Google the name of our towns that we're each in. And urban legends. So blank urban legends or blank mythical creatures, and see if we can find a mythical creature that's local to each of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad.
And then we're gonna research that shit.
Because that sounds like too much effort for what shit I have to do with tonight.
Control T, Google searches. That's where you're out.
Okay, guys, we got to put a little bit of effort into. I'm out.
Oh, come on, if I complete my quest from last time, then you can at least put in some effort into yours.
Yes. All right.
For the record, if I actually chose to participate tonight, I definitely would have completed my quest.
That eh.
I'm not getting any.
Me neither, man. Googling the name of my town in Urban Legends got me dick.
I found something about... I'm trying to do it as on this German town, Fürstenfeldbruck. Didn't have any luck yet. Wait. I found something. Myths and legends around Fürstenfeldbruck. Oh, it's a book. There's a book about that.
Well, the Antietam Battleground, or the bloodiest battle of the Civil War, was fought, is 1 hour north of where I live right now.
Found a UFO sighting here from this year.
Where?
I found a book about myths and legends of Fürstenfeldbruck and Germering.
Nothing like that? Have you ever encountered or seen anything like that?
I remember a story from my home village in Egrich where... Apparently there was this a story about this we got this ruins, right, of this fort, this small castle. It's a fort basically, but in the Middle Ages they had apparently this one lord, and he had a wife there, and he left the wife, and she said something that she would wait for him or something, and apparently when the Turks came and blew up the castle, she did some kind of a curse because she cheated on the guy. So I'm not quite sure. I have to ask the guy again from the fort who's like sending around the story. And she basically turned into a snake or something.
Sweet.
I'm not quite sure.
Medusa?
It's a pretty cool story.
An actual snake or like a snake hybrid monster thing?
I'm not quite sure about that. There's a couple of stories. I know another one where there is like, apparently there was this, you know, these warm water springs under this other story that it's pretty close town. And apparently they had the story that there was a dragon living under that mountain, and that's why there was the smoke coming out, you know?
Your legends are way more badass. There's two things that I knew about this town already. There's a Bigfoot sighting not too far from here, and this UFO sighting seems really lame. It looks like someone saw a helicopter or a drone flying over
now,
a tree.
Did this Bigfoot sighting just coincidentally happen when you left your house for the first time?
No. It happened... nowhere near my house, but you know, on the edge of town by a cornfield.
What I will do actually, I found out two things.
Corn.
I found this book now about these myths and legends of Fürstenfeldbruck, and I actually remember another book that I read that were legends of around the place, and I want to once I'm back, I'm gonna go home to my home village. I'm gonna ask the guy again, what's the history and what's if there's any stories and legends again. He told me like this was years ago, and I'm gonna ask him around. And I could actually ask him because that fort is pretty old. It was a supply fort built by the Romans, and then it was made and then it was destroyed. And on the ruins, they built a castle in the medieval times in Hungary, and then they actually renovated it, upgraded it in like the 17th century to make it a Renaissance castle or something. And then it was destroyed in the Turkish Wars. Then it was excavated in the 60s. So there should be some stories about that. It's pretty cool looking. Wait, I can show it to you guys.
Alex, you got any local urban legends?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff tied to the Civil War, which is like right very close to where I live. A couple of specific ones.
Have you ever heard of the Bunny Man? I think that's out towards your way.
I haven't. Is that West Virginia? Because there's a lot of shit tied to West Virginia, too, which is very close.
Yeah, I believe it was West Virginia. Let me Google that and shoot you a link. I think you need to look for the Bunny Man.
Isn't West Virginia, if it's more than an hour away, it's not going to happen. Because I'd have to sell it to the family. See, the thing that makes
shit. Well, look, man, you could just make it a Sunday trip and do it like next week.
Yeah, see, the thing that makes this particular task easy for me is I have a lot of that stuff that just happens to be near, like, park areas.
Well, it's specifically mythical creature. So it's not looking for ghosts or UFOs. It's looking for Bigfoots and Yetis.
Okay, so that changes it a little bit.
Yeah, Bigfoots and Yetis are like things that you could kind of call mythical creatures, but on the other hand, there's that is like where...
Yeah, no, that's a mythical creature. Sorry.
Yeah, it is a mythical creature, definitely. I agree too, but then again, there's still, I guess, more people who believe in it that it exists, although there's no real scientific
There's this really good documentary, I forget the name of it, but it was on Netflix, and it's about these two guys looking for Bigfoots, and the one guy is just a depressed drunk, and his best friend's like crazy, and the crazy guy, like every picture he takes, like, look, there's a Bigfoot right here behind this bush. And it's just like leaves and shit.
That sounds like the adventures of me and Darabka, honestly.
Yeah.
Are you checking out the Bunny Man, Alex?
I see the bunny. Yeah, see, I hate to push the talk.
It's in Virginia. It's not where right. I thought it was.
So what's the story? I see the overpass. All right.
Some guy dressed like in a bunny costume beat the shit out of some people and then assaulted some other people. And then it became a legend. And, like, if you go to this tunnel, there's the Bunny Man
like
or
Donnie
some
Darko?
Shit. No, nothing like that at all. It's supposed to be like an escaped save. Blah, 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 blah. Conducted extensive research on the Bunny Man legend. He has located two incidents of a man in a rabbit costume threatening people with an axe. The vandalism reports occurred, blah, 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 1970s. Cadet Bob Bennett and his fiance, who were visiting relatives on Guinea Road in Burke, around midnight while returning from a football game. They parked their car in a field on Guinea Road to talk. As they sat at the front seat with the car running, they noticed something moving outside the rear window. Moments later, the front passenger window was smashed and there was a white-clad figure standing near the broken window. Bennett turned the car around while the man screamed at them about trespassing, including, "You're on private property and I have your tag number." As they drove down the road, they discovered a hatchet on the car floor. Let's see, some other people thought it was like a Ku Klux Klan guy, but they decided it was a rabbit costume.
Okay, that's pretty scary. Here's a...
Virginia!
An English website of the castle. It shows you some pictures of the...
I'm sure he wasn't dressed up as a big, big spammy.
The ruins, basically. There was also a sign I remember that... What was it from this? I think the Second World War or the 1956 Revolution, where somebody died there. So there has to be at least a couple of ghost stories to this
place.
Well,
let's frame this in. Are we finding local enough spooky shit to investigate tonight, right now?
No, I don't find anything. I want to actually. Can't we not? Does it have to be always right
now?
We can.
I mean, if you want to continue on the quest like tomorrow, but is there something that we can decide on right now as a course of action? Do you think there's a creature you can look for in your immediate vicinity sometime?
It's not in my...
I'm still researching.
It's not in my immediate vicinity. The only thing I found on Fürstenfeld Brook, where I live, is a book, actually, which I would have to buy and then read about it. And... I'm almost like more tempted to just wait till I'm in Hungary, but that would be in August, so it would. But I could, I guess, research.
Well, is there any shit in the location you're at now? Is what I'm getting at. Like,
no.
Not fucking Hungary. Like,
no.
Google told you nothing. There's no fucking monster sightings around there.
The only thing I found is a book which could have monster sightings or not. It's. You know, I was kind of hoping.
Well, hold
for
on
some...
a second, though. Here's an idea. Isn't there any way to start from scratch? Because it says go out and investigate and collect evidence. Doesn't say what you have to go off of. I mean, couldn't you go out at 2 a.m. to some creepy sightings?
Has to be a mythical creature. Has to be a mythical creature is what we're looking for. Let me reread it to you.
Ghost is a mythical creature.
Search for proof of mythological creatures. Like these examples. Well, it does say aliens.
It says
so
search for proof. If he goes out into the woods with a fucking camera and does some legit looking and says, "This is what I took," I mean, that's searching for proof, regardless
aliens,
of whether or not there's.
Well, you have to have a target. So, what are
we
looking for?
Okay, that's a good.
So, what
point.
Are we looking for? I guess we could just go outside and look for UFOs. I guess that counts.
I would do that. I mean, if you wanted to go that route.
Any other better
Ron
ideas?
Grisby.
Any real ideas?
I'm trying to think about something.
I was willing to drive to Washington D.C. or take the metro
I'm not giving out any ideas because I'm not part of the circle tonight.
What's the nearest, like, how close are you guys to fucking graveyards? We could all go look for ghosts, take some pictures, get some sweet orbs.
That would be kind of fun.
I live in a white suburb. I know there's probably some nearby, but I don't know where they're
at. There's a little farm cemetery, like, smack in the middle of town, right across the, from the post office.
Oh, wait a second. Well, I mean, it's not a mythical creature. I mean, they had the town first in Fabroke is really close to this airport where, if you remember in the 70s, there was these Palestinians that took the Israeli guys hostage, and it was really close to this first in Fabroke. That's the only time it got really famous, when they took the Israeli guys hostage, and then there was...
What's that got to do with ghosts and Bigfoots?
Nothing. I'm just kind of grasping at straws here, to be honest.
Like, is there a place where dead people are buried that are within your guys' vicinity?
No, wait. I'm just looking
here. I wouldn't
know,
man. Not that I could, like, walk outside right now and go to.
You could Google the name of your town and then cemetery.
Okay, there is something.
I will try that. Hold on.
Okay, it's close to... It's Burgstall, Engelsberg.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking.
Wait.
I can divvy up the tasks. I have a cemetery that's the closest thing to me. I can go there, take my camera, take some pictures with my flash on at night, and then coincidentally get some orbs. Sean can go outside and look for space aliens, and Alex can go try to seduce the bunny man.
You guys have stuff that's, like, right outside your house. I gotta drive all the way down to Virginia. That ain't happening.
I'm obviously kidding about that. I mean, we can come up with something that's also easy
if
for you. Look for aliens. You can also go outside and look for fucking dragons.
I think I found something here. It's, there's...
Planes?
Can I have a list of equipment it says to bring? It sounded like a specific list of equipment.
This is, like, just a general thing. The name of the quest is Find Evidence of Mysterious Beings. You could be looking for vampires. You want to look for vampires? You want to just start throwing garlic and seeing if people scatter? That's the way we can do the quest. I sent you a link to it.
Okay, apparently there was a castle in 955, where it's funny, actually, where apparently there was this one lord...
We're looking for stuff you can walk outside and do.
I can walk outside and check this place out. That's a place that's really
close to
me.
Do you live that close to the castle? How close is it?
Well, it's not that close. I mean, still. And, well, it's something with angels and shit, so...
It says mysterious beings.
Angels kind
of different from mythological creatures.
I mean, think angels and that counts as biblical creatures instead of mythical.
And it's technically says mysterious, okay? But look at the examples they give. What's the first thing when it starts talking about it?
Loch Ness Monster, elves, aliens.
Search for the proof of mythological creatures.
Right.
Like these things.
Okay, proof, okay. Okay.
So, like, what's, like, a really close church to you, Sean? Like, is there, like, a really close church to go look for angels?
It's called Kloster Fürstenfeld. I'm just reading about the story, which has to do
like,
with
looking for
things.
Something that's the closest to you that we can easily do right now and then report back is what I'm driving at. Alex can go outside, take a couple pictures of the fucking sky, and see if there's any flying saucers in it. I'm just going to run up to the cemetery. It's about a mile up the road. Take a couple pictures and get some sweet orbs. Which is proof of the afterlife for sure, and definitely not just bugs flying around at night getting hit with the flash.
The problem is I just have a shitty camera, so I cannot upload the... Well, I don't have a way to upload the pictures right now. I have to find a thing, but... I'm just thinking right now what I could do. Well, I guess I could... Right now it's in the morning, so I don't know what I would be looking for, but...
Well, the best time to look for shit's in the day. That's when things are out and moving.
That's true.
Those
one does not simply walk into Mordor. Sorry.
Like, those stupid ghost shows, like, we're going to look for ghosts. Let's turn off all the lights and get really nervous. That's fucking dumb. Like, what's the claim of The Haunting? Is the claim specifically say you have to have the lights out and act like a retard with your night vision on?
Well, there is a lot of Nazi shit around here. Dachau would be, but it's not close either, so I couldn't look for there.
The Bloody Mary thing's more of an optical illusion. When you turn off the light and your eyes start to adjust to the dark, you'll see like hallucinations in the mirror and shit, and looks crazy.
Oh, now I thought about it. There is actually a statue, a Mario statue, that has the same kind of thing in the village. And is
connected. Oh my god, guys, I just figured it out. Thank you, Retro Kaiser. Does everyone have like a cell phone with a camera on it?
Not me. I have a really shitty cell phone.
I've got one of those.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. All three of us go into our bathrooms, turn off the lights, close the doors, and say Bloody Mary three times while recording it and see if we capture any evidence of Bloody Mary. I think Kaiser just figured it out for us. That's something we can all do in our three separate locations. We can do it right now. We use a camera to find proof.
I have a camera, though, so...
Turn it like
camera.
A video camera. Yeah, just record video of it, and then we'll upload the videos of saying Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Have you heard the Bloody Mary urban legend?
I know that story.
Jerry, I don't mean to step in, but don't give me credit for that, because I'm technically not part of the circle for this session.
You don't have to be to make suggestions. You're just not going to play, and you're not going to get any credit points. Enough. Like, you're still allowed to be our friend and participate to a certain degree.
Okay.
You're just not obligated to do anything.
I didn't want to ruin your guys' jujus.
You're just not obligated to do anything. If you want to go and turn off your lights and look for Bloody Mary in your mirror, you can do that, too.
That would be a bit difficult because it's bright as day.
Your bathroom, does it have windows, or is it... Because, like, my bathroom doesn't have windows, so...
Mine's like in the middle of the house.
And a shower.
If I turn the lights off in my bathroom, it's like a tomb.
Okay, I can do it.
So, is everybody man enough to do that right now? Is everybody man enough to do that right now? Any moral objections?
No, I don't know how we're going to upload the, gigabytes of footage in 5 minutes, but
you don't have to record forever. Just say Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, and then wait like a minute. Like, and you don't have to upload it now. I'll take your guy's word that you went and did this.
Okay.
So you say Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, and then what? And then you turn the lights on, look in the mirror.
No. You wait. How does it work? In the dark. You stare in the dark. You say Bloody Mary in the mirror three times, and then she's supposed to come through the mirror and kill you.
Awesome.
That's
okay.
The thing.
I think the best.
Hold on.
Is...
Let's Google this real quick just to get the official
sure
legit
right.
rules. I think you're supposed to do it at exactly midnight, but we're gonna fudge it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely 2:20 a.m.
Let's see. It's a popular cocktail drink that Rolf.
Wrong article, bro.
Yeah. See, Bloody Mary is a folklore legend consisting of a ghost or spirit conjured to reveal the future. She is said to appear in a mirror when her name is called multiple times. The Bloody Mary apparition may be benign or malevolent, depending on the historic variations of the legend. The Bloody Mary appearances are mostly witnessed in teenage group participation games, often part of a game of truth or dare. Historically, the ritual encouraged young women to walk up a flight of stairs backwards while holding a candle and a hand mirror in a darkened house. As they gazed into the mirror, they were supposed to be able to catch a view of their future husband's face. There was, however, a chance that they would see a skull or the face of the Grim Reaper instead, indicating that they were destined to die before they're married. A modern ritual edition of taunting Bloody Mary regarding her baby indicates the legend of blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Bloody Mary allegedly appears as a corpse, a witch, or a ghost sometimes, covered in blood. Yeah, this is all gay. This is not the Bloody Mary I grew up with. You're supposed to go into a dark-ass room, stare into the mirror, and say Bloody Mary three times, and then she appears. That's what you're supposed to do.
We did that.
I remember hearing about being spun in circles or some shit.
There's different flavors on it. It's a regional thing. But
the
common one I've heard is you say it three times and then she appears.
You know what I heard, actually? I mean, there was even a movie of that. I think the kid who did it knew the movie was the one with the black guy with the hook hand or something.
And Candyman? That's basically the same legend.
Yeah, but in Hungarian he was called Hookhand, and that was the first time I heard that kind of legend.
Pork in the pan.
Yeah.
That's basically when I tried exactly to not... Bloody Mary. That's exactly what it is. There's an episode of Supernatural about it. It's a good show. I fucking love that shit. Yeah, it is. And what happened in that one is you say Bloody Mary in the mirror three times, and sometime in the next 24 hours you get killed. So
that episode spooked me.
We all have our recording devices. Let's say give it 30 seconds to wait for the apparition, and then we reconnoiter here. How's that sound for everybody?
It sounds good.
We're just recording the audio.
I'm recording video to see if, because I'm going for evidence of it appearing in the mirror, so I would recommend video.
All right.
All right, everybody down?
I hope my camera has energy. Okay, I'm down. I'll do it.
Has energy? You're a non-native English speaker, and it amuses me. All right.
Yep.
We'll meet back here in a minute or two. All
right. Okay. Reconvening.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, it's time for my sausage.
All right, we're back on the air.
Way to go, Alex. Way okay, to fucking go.
I just was checking out on the German site for werewolves. And I found this werewolf. This story. Well, that was actually that really happened. Was a they called a Wolf von Ansbach, which was a wolf that ate people around 1685, and they don't know how many people it attacked. And apparently, it killed two children.
Everybody, watch your videos and make sure there's no ghosts. I'm watching my video and make sure there's no ghosts.
Okay, and somebody in the town thought that the guy was actually like a werewolf, that he changed into the wolf like as a punishment. And he was like a cheating bastard or something. And it's kind of a story how they like people.
I'm sorry, really? I can't do push to talk during a podcast. I keep saying stuff and then realizing I'm not.
Just stop breathing into the microphone, man. Yeah. From it or put it to the side or something. So you're like,
check this out. Basically, it's basically some wolf attacking people and then people getting panicky. You know how they were, and they.
All right, would. So we've, wow, a lot of echo now.
Yeah.
What'd you do, Alex?
It's
better now. It's better now.
It's, for some reason, when I have a video playing, it does that. Kaiser was complaining about that earlier.
All right, so we've just concluded our first Quest of Morton list. We rolled a challenge. We figured out a way for us to do it with everybody in completely different locations. And would you say that the quest has been completed? Like, did we do the bare minimum requirements?
We tried to do the thing and proved it wrong, apparently. Well, to be fair, we got away 24 hours, so we got to
sign I wouldn't say we got proof and proved it wrong. We've tried to gather some evidence, and we came up empty-handed.
Fair enough, that's true. All
right, so do you guys want to risk rolling another quest?
Maybe we should do like one quest every episode or every other episode.
I think that is a fabulous idea.
I think for now we're done, but I do like the game. And if you do come to MagFest, we should play it in real life.
Well,
the book version's a lot better. Like, I can go grab my book and look up that quest and read that to you. It's gonna be like 10 times longer and have way more details and suggestions. This website shit's super bare bones.
Yeah, don't do that with the book, because then we'll be like, oh shit, we didn't do it right, and then have to do it more.
It gives you a one sentence, this is the quest. It usually comes with a story that's like relevant, and it also gives you a suggestion. This just gave you, this is what the quest is.
Jerry, can you please do the Martin Luther King speech right now, because the echo is perfect for it. I had a dream!
That is pretty good, actually.
Let's roll one more and then actually complete it before we gather for the next episode. What say you guys?
Sounds good to me. I haven't dissolved the group yet, so we're still within our proper rights and bounds.
By the way, here's my proof video. Whenever it's finished processing.
Yeah, I gotta see with my proof video, because I don't have a way to transfer it just yet. My camera didn't work.
I think Bloody Mary came and took the video down.
Your video is currently being processed by Bloody Mary.
This is one of those things where I believe the juju of the game is, like, strong, man. Like, there's a strong force this game. Sean doesn't really want to play. He didn't seem that enthused. And I just rolled a 13. The time is not right to play Morton's List. Stop playing immediately and do not try again until after the next sunrise. Warning, ignoring this omen may result in bad fortune. Better luck next time.
How would you say that I wasn't enthused? I was totally enthused.
You suggested one quest. I asked if you wanted to roll quests, and you said, let's do one every other episode. That sounds pretty unenthused.
Well...
You blew it, kid. Now the juju says no more Morton's List for you today.
I guess.
That concludes this meeting of the Midnight Society. Mecha Lekka Hi, Mecha Heidi Ho.
Mecha Lekka Hi, Mecha Heidi Ho.
Mecha Lekka Hi, Mecha Heidi Ho.
Alright, that was one quest in Morton's List. That was a really lazy and. I mean, there's a way we could have made that more fun if we were in person. If we were, like, in person, we could, like, go stake out some patch of the forest all night and see if we see anything cool.
Yeah.
There's, like, way more things we could have done if we were in an actual group.
Yeah, it seemed very open-ended. Like, the answer could be really creative.
It's up to the group. Like, there's a phase of the game, The Winds of Change, where you discuss ways you could do it. And it took us, like, what, 10 minutes? 15 minutes to get to challenging Bloody Mary to appear.
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant suggestion from Retro Kaiser.
Pretty much. That's a good
that's
idea.
That's better than what my game was last time. All I had to do was jump over stuff.
The last quest me and Quester rolled, or what the fuck? The last quest me. I said Quest and Kaiser at the same time. The last quest me and Kaiser rolled was a physical challenge where you had to play. We had to play a sport. Now, how can me and Kaiser play a fucking sport on different continents and hemispheres? So we came up with parkour. I went to the park and climbed over stuff and did a bunch of tumbles and rolls. And Kaiser did whatever he did.
Oh,
I think
God.
He just skipped. I think he just skipped to his house.
Did you film the parkour?
No, I jumped over on the couch.
I climbed over some shit, jumped off it, did some tumbles and rolls.
I did a few handstands.
Parkour is the, like, fastest growing sport with hipster douche nozzles.
I don't see what's popular about it, honestly.
You don't see what's popular about Jackie Channing over buildings?
Maybe that'll make it a bit more fun.
The video that I put up is watchable now. You can't really call it watchable, but it's available. You can hear me saying Bloody Mary quietly in my bathroom. With no visuals, because the lights are off.
My spooky atmosphere was ruined by my dad grunting and groaning in the other room watching some entertainment news show.
That sounds more scarier than the other thing you were doing.
He had the hiccups.
I was next to a clock, which I thought amplified the mood a little bit.
Hey, Alex.
What's
up? Does your wife, if she ever heard you said Bloody Mary in a bathroom, would she think you're secretly an alcoholic?
I don't know. Maybe.
That was definitely formatted like a joke, but what went wrong?
Let's examine this.
I'm sorry. I thought it was pretty good. I was waiting for Alex
the
to
other
laugh.
Thing. No, here's a better one. Here's a better one. If his wife heard Alex saying Bloody Mary in the bathroom three times, I wonder if he thinks, I found where I put my tampons.
Nah, that was better.
Let's see if I can upload this shit off my iPod without it causing a shit fit. When I was recording my video, Alex, like I was talking about this before you came back, when I was looking at my phone, I could see the reflection of myself in the corner of my eye, but when I looked dead in the mirror, I couldn't see it, so it was kind of spooky.
Word. I have to admit, I was enjoying it more than I thought I would.
I was the same way. I thought this was going to be silly, but it was actually pretty fun.
Piss ran down both legs, and I didn't look in the mirror a single time.
Well, that's the next round for this week.
Yep.
We'll see you guys whenever. I don't know, go to our website or not.
Or not.
Peace.
OP. Has anyone really been far even as decided to use even go want to do look more like?